The crew behind some of Vancouver's most acclaimed, and sexy, restaurant concepts is at it again, this time revealing plans to launch an intimate cocktail and snack bar just steps away from their one Michelin-starred spot. Co-owners Tanis Ling, Joel Watanabe, and Alan Chow, Kissa Tonto, Bao Bei, are the creative and driven minds behind Mio, set to open March 13 at 265 East Pender Street, below Kissa Tonto. The location is one of many of Chinatown's heritage buildings, with roots back to 1910, though the current brick structure was built in 1973. The upstairs unit, 263 East Pender Street, is where Kissa Tonto resides, and most recently the ground floor was the short-lived but critically acclaimed casual Singaporean eating house, Nancy Go Ya Ya. This is wine school operates out of the space as well. Mio is being described as a coy, playful sibling to the sophisticated Tokyo jazz persona of Kissa Tonto upstairs. To that end, the dimly lit room will feature a vintage jukebox and 1970s love motel vibes, combining 70s romantic pink tones and dark wood paneling with nostalgia and a feeling of the clandestine, according to a media release. There will be soft plush fabrics, drapery, and carpet to create the mood. Cocktails, bubbles, and globally inspired snack plates on the Mio menu. The 70-seat Mio will feature a cocktail program led by bar manager Denis Bikov, a Ukrainian native new to Vancouver who previously worked at Sucre in Dubai. The opening menu will have a selection of 8 reimagined classic cocktails, alongside an equal amount of house creations, of which 6 will pour from taps. The theme for Mio's cocktails is, fruits are not vegetables, which Bikov explains as a way to break the stereotype that all fruits are sweet and all vegetables are savory. One example is a Mio creation called the Espresso Caratini. It's a nitro-charged tipple made with beefeater blood orange gin, carrot reduction, citrus peel-infused cold brew and carrot dust. Take that. Plain ol' espresso martini. Additionally, there will be zero-proof cocktails, an eclectic, sparkling wine list by the bottle, including local Pate Nats, Lambrusco and Champagne, and gold medal Taiwanese beer in cans. Chef Watanabe and Chef de Cuisine Macia Bigor, previously of Bishop's, Naramata Inn, are finalizing a snack plates menu designed to go well with drinks and late-night socializing. Food menu hints include the promise of pounded-to-order Som Tum, green papaya salad, Trinidadian doubles, and tostadas of the day. Mio aims to bring back the spirit of going out in the pre-pandemic days. Ling says the vision for Mio is to reinvigorate the Vancouver dining scene with some of the improvisation and spontaneity from pre-pandemic days that went with going out for drinks and bites. Our utmost desire is for Mio to function as the neighborhood hangout and to build a regular clientele enticed by the comfortable room and excellent food and drinks at varied price points, adds Ling. Not surprisingly, Vancouver's St. Marie Studios is behind the interior design of Mio, which has been in the works but closely guarded for some time now. Just to keep things mysterious, Ling has hinted that there is yet another venture forthcoming for the address. Mio is the second piece of the puzzle to our tri-level building, where each experience is unique and complements each other. Kissa Tonto for supper upstairs, Mio for great drinks and snacks downstairs, and a third yet to come. When Mio debuts, the cocktail bar with snacks will be open from Wednesday to Sunday, 4 p.m. to late. Follow Mio on Instagram, at Mio Chinatown. Find more delicious Vancouver food and drink video stories by following VIA's Forking Awesome TikTok account, at Forking Awesome Vancouver on Instagram, and signing up for our Forking Awesome newsletter delivered fresh to your inbox every Thursday.